Queendom, and welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
We're at episode 75, Charity. Woo! 75 weeks in a row. Can you believe it?
That's a lot of weeks.
It's a lot of weeks. The time is flying. Like, I cannot believe next week's episode will be November. Where did October go? Where was it? I feel like I missed fall somehow, and all of a sudden, holidays are going to be here, and it's just crazy. But it's already October. Halloween is this weekend. I just feel like it came so fast. It snuck up on me this year. I don't know if you agree, if everyone listening agrees, but I'm rushing to get ready for Halloween. But we don't have to worry about that quite yet, because we have a lot to discuss tonight. 17 released a new mini album, Ataka. There's a single called Rock With You. I cannot wait to talk about this with you, Charity. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're going to break down the album, talk about our biases. We have a fun 17 quiz tonight. And NCT 127 repackage album. This is another thing that I've been dying to talk about. NCT 127, boy, have they knocked it out of the park this year. This is something different. Very cool. I know Charity's going to have a lot of thoughts on that music video. Can't wait to discuss that music video with you.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa from Blackpink did a big collab with DJ Snake, Ozuna, and Meg Thee Stallion. The song is called SG. We will give our thoughts on that. It has started, Charity. BTS, Permission to Dance. The first performance was Permission to Dance online this past weekend. Charity and I are going to give quick synopsis, just a few thoughts on that one, because we don't want to spoil the fun. We know it's showing again this weekend, plus the Real in Life concerts in LA are coming up. So we've got a lot of BTS Permission to Dance to talk about, but we will talk a lot about In the Soup, episode 2. Oh my goodness. The new bias of everyone is Bam.
Yes.
Bam the Doberman has stolen Army's hearts. He stole ours. We're going to talk about it. We've got some news and, of course, a song of the week. Charity, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. I am super excited for Halloween. I bought full-size candy bars to give out because I will be the cool place to go to. My goal in life when I was little was to be the full-size candy bar place. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm like, when I'm an adult, I'm buying full-size candy bars. So
did you ever get, like, what was the worst? I had a dentist in my neighborhood and they gave toothbrushes.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember raisins were a thing.
Yeah.
But the worst, I feel like the stingiest place I went to was someone gave out one Tootsie Roll a piece. Not the giant ones, the little
just
tiny,
like a little
just
one.
Just a little one. Just one.
Like,
that's like a 200 in a bag. Are you kidding me?
Or like a bowl of candy corn and you would just like grab them. I remember
with
that.
With your bare hands? Yeah. Very sanitary.
Yeah. You couldn't get away with that now.
No. Oh, goodness.
I'm excited to watch scary movies this weekend. I like Halloween. It's fun. Are you dressing up?
No, I have like a shirt that has a pumpkin on it and a shirt that has like boo written on it. That's my quote unquote costume for when I hand out candy. Throw on some kind of ears and we're good to go.
Yeah. I have like an orange sweater. I'll wear that. That's that's the extent that I'm doing this year. I'm one of those girls like it's like all or nothing. You know, it's I have the elaborate costume planned out and bought 2 months in advance, or I just don't do anything.
Yeah.
And this year I decided not to do anything, which is good because it snuck up on me. So I would be scrambling this week.
We've definitely had our fill of some fun Halloween nights over the years.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I feel like we dressed up and partied every year for like a good decade.
Yeah, we did.
For a long time, Charity and I went hard on Halloween.
We really did, man.
Not to surprise anyone in the Queendom. I think you know if we like to have fun. But yeah. This year we're being adults.
Yes.
Look at us. My goodness, we're so grown. Speaking of the Queendom, welcome to the Queendom. Thank you so much for joining us another week. If this is your first week listening to our podcast, we lovingly refer to our listening community as the Queendom since we're the New York City K-pop queens. So hopefully you come back. New episodes come out every Thursday. if you're not following us and you'd like to follow us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, NYC K-pop Queens, all one word. Give us a follow, slide into the DMs. We're here to build a community. We're here to make friends. So don't be shy. I promise we're nice. But thank you all so much for reaching out and for those members of the Queendom that have said hi already. We love you. We've made so many great friends. Okay. Now, speaking of Twitter, poll result time, Charity. Every week, things come up and we turn to our Queendom to get your opinions. So we post these polls on Twitter. If you'd like to vote, make sure you're following us on Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. Okay, last week, there's some softballs here and then there's some controversial ones, I think, Charity.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to be surprised with these results. Okay. So last week, we wanted to kind of give a shout out to Suga for his great remix of My Universe. And we asked, you know, what do you prefer? The original version of My Universe by BTS and Coldplay or Suga's remix? This one didn't surprise me. 90% of the Queendom chose the original.
Yeah.
10% chose the remix. I feel the same way. Like, the remix is great. But if I have to choose the original, that's such a good song.
Yeah.
The original's going to win, I feel like, no matter what the remix is. But yeah. Suga's remix was really cool. If you didn't hear us review it, we talked about it last week. So be sure to check it out. We also talked about Eunhyuk's song B, which that discussion got a little dark. Things got dark last week talking about inner child stuff. But we talked about that song. And the week before, we reviewed Donghae featuring Gino from NCT, California Love. Donghae and Eunhyuk are part of Super Junior D&E. They have a new album coming out next week. So this is kind of like a build up to it. And we got to see who they are separately. Very different projects.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, I think with you and me, it's funny because I go for the depressing stuff. You go for the cool, slick vibe.
Yeah.
But with this one, you know, Donghae is my bias here. And I like his stuff. So we kind of switched and we were interested in what the Queendom thought. Like, whose single did you vibe with more was the question. Donghae, California Love. Eunhyuk, B. Donghae won 66%.
I mean, I'm not that surprised. It was a good song. It was not as depressing and a little more like fun and laid back. So
yeah, chill. It's a good vibe.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, totally. I think that's like, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, 34% still voted for B. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nice to just like see a hot guy in a nice suit driving an old Corvette. Like,
we know I love that.
Yeah. And you know I love depressing, but that one just was too much for me. I was like, I don't need this inner child dying stuff. Like, it just, it was the rare occasion where I wasn't like, I love the depressing. No, I was like, I don't want to talk about this. This is dark. Okay, now here's the question that is going to cause a lot of debate, Charity. Hyunjin, artist of the month. We reviewed it last week. I gave a whole dissertation on it. I'm sure you all really enjoyed listening to me babble about it for a half hour. But I was really obsessed, went off the rocker a little bit. But we both really enjoyed it. We talked about other artists of the month performances and we were kind of comparing what our favorites were. So we asked, does Hyunjin have the best artist of the month performance? I don't know what Queendom's been watching, but 53% said no.
What?
47% agreed with us.
Wow. Well, agree to disagree. I mean, you're wrong, but you're entitled to your opinion.
I guess.
It's wrong.
I know. I mean, when opinions are this wrong, I don't know if you're entitled to it. I'm guessing it's a lot of, you know, Woo Young's was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeonjun from T.by.T. I think a lot of that probably came into play. People have different alt groups and biases.
My bias did one. I liked it. But Hyunjin, like,
I know.
I'm sorry. I don't know how you can watch that and not think that it was a masterful performance.
Well, jealousy is a disease, Charity, and a lot of people have it. And it's incurable, apparently.
It's incurable.
So thoughts and prayers to those people for their incurable jealousy of Hyunjin, because that's the only explanation for this result.
The only one.
I thought this was a softball. I'm like, it'll be 100%.
Same. I am
maybe
very
like 20,
surprised.
Maybe 80-20. But
yeah.
But I saw these results this morning. Oh my goodness, Queendom.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
okay. Guys, I wouldn't want to have Emily on my bad side, just saying. So you've been warned.
Yeah. No, I appreciate everyone's opinion. Like you said, I mean, everyone has an opinion. Doesn't mean it's right, but you know, that's why we ask these questions. We appreciate you all chiming in, even if there was a result that we're not happy with. We will take it. We will think about it. I'm never going to stop talking about Hyunjin on this podcast. So if that was a little message to me to tone it down on Hyunjin, I'm just going to rev it up. Every week's going to be a special dedication to Hyunjin where I talk for a half hour. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you all so much for voting. If you'd like to vote in this week's polls, make sure you're following us on Twitter, NYSC K-pop Queens. If pictures are more of your thing, go to Instagram. Our social media is different for each one. So if you're following us on one, the other one isn't the same. Give us a follow. Slide into those DMs. Let's be friends. Speaking of the Queendom, we see where you're listening from every week, and we are insanely grateful. I believe, how many countries now, Charity? We're
150.
That's insane. 150 countries.
It grows and grows. Like when I think it can't possibly grow.
Same,
anymore.
Same.
I think there's only 197 like countries and territories in the world.
Well, we're going to get there.
We're totally going to get there. Maybe not North Korea. Probably not that one.
Yeah. That, but, you know, people could be illegally listening to it.
Oh, yeah. If you have a VPN.
China, North Korea. There's,
yeah. There's been China ones.
So, you know, we know you're listening. Even if you don't show up on the stats, we know you're listening. I think it just speaks highly to K-pop, you know, to this genre that worldwide people love it and want to talk about it and listen to people talk about it. So we're humbled by that. We're really grateful. So yeah, thank you all so much. We see that every week and we're blown away. So let's give some quick Queendom shout outs. Lee's Summit, Missouri. I know where that is. I see you. Dallas, Texas. Madison, Wisconsin. Sunnyvale, California. Birmingham, Alabama. Queendom shout out to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Royan, France. Amsterdam, Holland. Taipei, Taiwan. New Zealand. And a huge special Queendom shout out to our new friend, Kara, in Los Angeles. This woman is amazing. She's our fairy godmother. We will give you details at a later date, but we have to give a special shout out to Kara in Los Angeles.
Shout out to Kara.
Woohoo! Queendom shout out. All right.
We love a good shout out.
We do. And I'm telling y'all, we're going to tell you about this at a later date, but Kara is a really special member of the Queendom that we're super, super grateful for. So everyone said positive vibes and good karma and energy to Kara this week. Okay, it's time to get into it, Charity. We've been eagerly awaiting this 17 comeback since we became certified Karats the past year. The album is called Ataka. And I'm making sure I pronounce that right because in my brain, I just kept saying Attica, like the prison. When I saw it, I was just like, oh, that's interesting. They named the album after a prison in San Francisco, Attica. It's not Attica, you guys. It's Ataka. maybe I'm the only one that made that mistake. I don't know. It's where my brain went, but it means like attack at once. The single is called Rock With You. Let's talk about the song. And then we have so much to talk about this, I feel like. Let's talk about the song. So let's get into the video. We'll get into the album. What do you think of the single? What do you think of Rock With You?
Loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Rock pop song. Strong rock guitar and drums. Okay. Wanwoo's voice in this song. Yes. Good
literally
Lord.
My first note. Wanwoo on this song.
Raspy.
Blown away.
Sexy.
Blown deep. Away.
Good Lord, Emily. He came for me.
Completely agree.
Came for me.
Completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah. S. Coop with his sexy whisper in the bridge.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Like, where are these men coming from? Just, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I did look at my bias and listen to my bias, but
no, but
I was
agreed. Agreed.
Attacked. Attacked.
I completely agree. So, like, my notes are the exact same.
I love it.
Because for those of you listening, we don't talk about anything until we record. We want to have an organic conversation, not kind of recreate what we talked about off air.
Yeah.
So that's why we get so excited to talk about stuff with one another. We're holding it in during our daily texts and calls. And then we just can't wait to get on air. So that's why for your reference, we're freaking out that we actually have the exact same notes.
I've been dying to talk to you, especially about Lanwu. I'm like, what?
Right? I know. I know.
My goodness.
I know.
You said you feel the same.
Oh, yeah.
Please elaborate.
Literally like the same notes. They're definitely doing the pop rock vibe that we thought was going to be kind of strong in the second half of 2021. You can hear all of the groups doing it. My first note, I love Wamu on this song. His tone at the start of the second verse just knocked me out. It is perfection. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, that bridge with S Coops is so nice.
Goodness.
What wonderful production. You have all of this kind of loud chaos, and then all of a sudden, this quiet voice comes in that just draws the listener in. I love that. I love when you're listening to a song and your ear perks up and goes, wait a minute, what was that? Who's that? And I had that multiple times in this song, which is like the best compliment I think we can give. I thought your man, Mingyu, I think his tone fits this style. I think he really does well with pop rock. And I don't know if I would have expected that or not, but I liked his part in this. DK comes in and just kills it. That dude is sick. He is so good. Oh my goodness. Perfect. This is just, beyond. And I thought upon first listen, about halfway through, I was like, I don't know if I love this or not because the pitch is so high. It's a higher pitch, but it works. It's really great. Oh, Joshua's great. I mean, I like this. I really do like this. I think the song's a hit and it was a smart choice.
Okay. The video. We need to discuss the video. And I'm fairly certain we will have the same notes for the video.
I don't know. I don't know. I was like manically typing and then I've watched it 50 times since. This group, and it's not surprising there's 13 members, but they just have so many freaking weapons. Vocal, visual, performance. It's like an assault. It's so much. I love this choreography. Love it. Footwork next level. 2021 is clearly the year of leg flicks.
Yeah.
These quick leg flicks. I love this choreography. I love it. When they get into it and when Hoshi is center, oh my goodness. Yes, sir. Kill that performance. Vernon's a star. Vernon's a star. Yeah. He really is. Like he stands out so much when he's not doing anything. You know, there's a reason Vernon was my first bias in 17. My eye always goes to him, but now I can objectively watch and he just kills it in everything he does. It's funny that like he's in the rap line because he's such a great singer and performer.
I love the tone. Yeah.
Yes. I like the styling. I thought it was cool, young and hot. They all look great. Really, my only criticism of the music video, it's a lot of really quick cuts. Mm-hmm. And in some of those scenes, I would have liked a few more seconds. I want to absorb and take in what I'm seeing. It moves quickly. But again, you have 13 members and they're giving them all as much time as possible.
Yeah.
I get it. What did you think?
Oh my God. Wanwoo on that motorcycle looking like a whole daggone meal.
Wanwoo is super hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, I love Mingyu, but Wanwoo, I paid attention to him the entire video. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I was just watching him the whole time. Even S-Coop sitting behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
Just looking like he owns the room. I'm like, what?
And he does. He's so confident. He has such a presence. They all have that presence when they're on camera that you can't learn. It's like a certain it factor. They all really, oof.
It was great. I love the dancing on the helicopter pad.
Yeah.
Like with blue outfits. I love that they had telescopes in every single scene. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was for. I guess they're looking at the stars.
Storyline. Yeah.
Yeah. Something about the storyline, clearly, because it was in every single scene.
Yeah.
So it's clearly important. But oh God, they looked amazing. They really did.
It's a hit. It's a great video. Yeah, there's not a lot to complain about. Even the styling, which you and I a lot of times will be like, no, yes. Yeah. I thought it was great. They look super handsome and cool. I do prefer Hoshi's forehead, but it's totally fine. It's totally fine. You have to mix it up every once in a while. We still have that eyebrow slit, so he looks cool. but yeah, this is a hit. Rock With You is great. Great music video. Love the song, and it's been stuck in my head all week. So that's a hit. It's very memorable. Let's talk about the album. Let's talk about album picks. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here. What are your favorite songs from the album, Charity?
Okay. After Rock With You, I have three other favorite songs. I loved To You, a synthy pop song. Is my second favorite song on the whole album, After Rock With You.
Yeah.
I love the intro, how it sounds like it's a little muffled and then it becomes a little more clearer. I thought that was a cool kind of effect. Loved Crush, fun dance song. I love the bass and the synth and Vernon's voice in this song, followed by Saquon's falsetto, because Vernon has a really deep voice. And then you add in Saquon's falsetto in the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. And lastly is T-1, which is an all English song with Joshua and Vernon.
Yeah.
And it was this angsty pop that we're seeing. And it sounded to me like it was very early 2000s vibe about a breakup.
But emo, I liked it. Like that very emo pop rock breakup song. Yeah. I felt the same way.
And they sounded so great on it. Like their voices matched so well together on the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Vernon has a lot of writing credits on this album.
Yeah, yeah.
17, they're a group that writes and produces a lot of their stuff. So we talk about that a lot with groups like Stray Kids. 17, very similar. Woozy and Vernon, they write a lot. But this album was Vernon heavy. Vernon wrote a lot of stuff. And yeah, like pop rock really isn't my favorite genre. And emo pop rock is definitely not my favorite genre. But I like this. It's good music. So when it works, it works. I agree with you with T-1. My favorites are very similar. Really, the only difference would be instead of Crush, I liked Pang. I thought Pang had a really fun, low-key hip-hop beat. It was cool. Some nice switch-ups. The performance team is so cool anyway. But there's a part in it where Dino is clearly having fun and he kind of gets loud and there was just a lot of personality in that song, but I liked the beat. I just thought it was a interesting sound. Love To You. I'm With You. It's hard for me to say it's my second favorite because it's so on par with Rock With You, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just 17 always knocks it out of the park with the first track. The last album, the first track was fantastic.
Yeah.
They really know how to grab the listener. I love To You. I think it has a real vibe. The chorus is great. Good mood, mid-tempo track. It's the type of stuff I love. And something else I would kind of want to point out, I like that they let the rappers sing on tracks and they don't feel the need to put a rap verse on every single song. Because so much of K-pop becomes really predictable in that way. Okay, the singers sing, then this, here's a rap verse, here's the chorus. You don't always need a rap verse. And in certain songs with some groups, it kind of takes me out of the song for a second. It'll sound just like a, slow pop song. And now here's a rap. And now here's back to the melody. Sometimes I don't think it works to their advantage. And in 17, their rappers can all sing. So they don't have to put a rap verse in because these guys can sing. I was shocked when I started getting into them and I looked at the, performance line, vocal line, rap line. Because I was like, the rappers, these guys are all singers. Wait, what is happening?
They're great singers too.
Yeah, they can sing. So I love that. And I love getting a chance to showcase them. Like it's really, really cool. On To You, there's a part where Vernon does these head notes. Oh, chef's kiss. Like, wow. Dude's a star. Really impressive. So yeah, I agree with you on To You, T-1, and then Pang. But really, there weren't songs that I thought were awful.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites, but I think it's a pretty strong album from them. Joshua stood out to me a lot. DK stood out to me a lot. Wanwoo's tone. Like when he did the duet with Mingyu that we reviewed earlier this year, I was so captivated by him. He just has like his tone, and then on top of it, you look at him. Okay.
Exactly.
And that's what this guy looks like. Jeez. It's 17 makes Bias and Bias Wrecker hard.
It really does. Like you feel very settled on who your wrecker is or bias is. And then you're like, well, daggone it.
Well, and it's also for me, this is one of the rare groups. It's different. Personality wise, it's very different than when I watch and listen to them. Who I pick watching the videos, I'm like, oh, that's my bias. But then watching In the Soup, I was like, his personality I might not vibe with. I actually think this guy's my favorite. So it's interesting. So where are you on this? Did your bias change? Any new records? A tough question.
My bias didn't change. I still love Mingo. I really, he's so handsome. I love his voice. And Dino, I still love. He kind of snatched me during In the Soup with his personality.
Yeah.
But watching the video, Wanwoo, watched the whole time. Listening to the album, his voice, I was drawn to so much. So TBD, we'll see how this continues. Yeah.
No, I feel you. I feel you. Hoshi's still my bias. His personality just shines through no matter what.
Yeah.
And performance-wise, I just, the dude is such a sick dancer. My eye goes to him all the time when they're in formations and doing choreography. He's captivating. Hoshi's my bias. But Vernon's still right there. I think he's such a star.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of interesting qualities, personality-wise, but also performance-wise, vocally. And he's clearly super talented. He's writing all this stuff. I love DK. I think he is so sweet and likable. And then on top of it, he's got that voice. Again, I thought Joshua ate on this album. I thought he was fantastic. 17, there's a lot of weapons in this group, Jerry.
I'm so, so glad we're so into them now.
Yeah. Yeah, it took us a while. But that last comeback, I genuinely loved. I listened to Ready for Love.
Ready for Love.
I listened to that so much. Anyone, Heaven's Cloud. I really liked that. I love that Anyone.
Album.
Same. That's one of my favorite songs of 2021.
It's funny because I feel like when they did Home Run, that was very theater kids. And this stuff recently has not been, which I love.
Yeah. Left and Right was fun. I liked Left and Right. It had a bop. But I agree. Like, for some reason, Ready for Love just changed it for me. I was like, oh,
me too.
Love this sound. Mm-hmm. I really like them. The album was so strong. And then we got to know their personalities by reviewing In the Soup. And this
I'm
album, I think, is very
direction.
Strong.
I'm
this album's strong. So 17 picked up some new carrots in 2021. They're one of the most popular K-pop groups in the world. So they don't necessarily need us, but you've got two more. This lived up to my expectations. I was so excited for this.
Same.
So I'm happy for them. Congratulations to those guys. Why don't we play a clip? We're gushing over how great it is.
Yes.
This is Rock With You by 17. No words, I ain't not for you. No red, my love, I'm going to pop. So more than I got, don't know the week was together. I just want to love you. No, don't tell you, see, I just want you, I need you. You bomb and jack, go. But now you're not, Gianna. I tell you, this time I wanna rock.
Oh, God, I want to rock with them all night. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I love these songs. They're like, I just want to rock with you. Okay. Like, right? I'm not stopping you. I'm never. Yes, I'm
we are
so
willing.
Here for this. So willing. I cannot wait till they announce a tour someday soon.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, I feel like performance-wise, they're really impressive, and they'd be amazing to see live. So, fingers crossed. 2022 is going to be an amazing year for K-pop concerts. I have a feeling.
Here's to hoping.
Okay, it's time for one of our favorite segments. Queendom, you know what it is. We know what it is. It's quiz time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
It was a good one. That felt good today.
It was good. It felt really good.
Yeah. We've been working hard on like the harmonies and I think it's coming together.
I feel like we're nailing it.
Yeah. I don't know if the listeners can tell, but I mean, this is something that Cherry and I spend hours and hours on every week. That quiz time theme song. We're trying so hard to get it. And, you know, in the past 75 episodes, we're always tweaking. We're always trying to improve the quiz time theme song. And I feel like all the work we put in the last week just showed right there. Charlie.
Yeah,
like
I think
that,
so.
We're not quite there. There's still a lot to go. But, you know, maybe episode 250 will be the time. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
This week's quiz. Every week we do a fun quiz. If you're a K-pop stan like us, you're probably familiar with BuzzFeed quizzes. There's always fun quizzes online. Who you should date, who's your soulmate, all these fun stuff that we partake in when we need a brain break. So we think it's fun to do it on the podcast as it relates to whoever we're reviewing. And this week, the quiz, it's a short, quick, fun one. Tell us your favorite members in each 17 subunit, and we'll reveal which subunit you belong in. Ooh. So it's either going to be hip hop, performance, or vocal.
Oh, nice.
Charity, which group do you think you'll get?
I think I'm going to get hip hop. I don't know, though.
I feel like I would, too, but maybe performance. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. We'll see. Right? So This is a short, fun one for you guys because we have a packed episode tonight. Are you ready for question one, Charity?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who's your favorite member of the hip hop unit? Your choices are Vernon, S-Coops, Wanwoo, or Mingyu.
Mingyu.
That's a stacked unit right here, but yeah. It's Vernon for me.
Now pick your favorite member of the performance unit. The 8, June, Dino, or Hoshi?
Hoshi.
I'm going to go with Dino.
Okay. And finally, your favorite member of the vocal unit. DK, Sengkwan, Woozy, Junghan, and Joshua.
I'm going to go with Sengkwan.
I'm going to go DK.
I'm in the hip-hop unit.
Oh my God, so am I, bestie. Woohoo! Time to tear it down. Get ready.
Yes.
Get ready for these rap battles. We've got to prepare.
Ready.
There's no description. This was just a really quick one-off quiz. So Charity and I are in the hip-hop unit. Take the quiz. Let us know. Are you joining us? Are you our vocal? Are you performance? We've got to know. We're going to hold down the hip-hop unit, but we need you, Queendom, for performance and vocal. So that was fun. A fun 17 quiz. Again, congratulations, 17. Really, really solid effort. I think it's safe to say we both enjoyed this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So another good comeback. They're on a roll. All right, we're going to switch gears. Totally switch gears. We're talking about NCT 0127, the boys of NCT 127, coming fresh off of Sticker. I mean, we just reviewed Sticker.
Yeah.
They put this repackage album out so quickly. I think we're also getting an NCT 2021 this year, just like NCT 2020. So
amazing.
I know. There's a lot happening. But yeah, I felt like I'm still absorbing Sticker. And they're like, well, here you go. Here's something else. The repackage album has 3 new songs. And the single is called Favorite Vampire. All right.
Emily.
All right.
Is this your favorite vampire?
I don't know. We've had a lot of great vampire content. Perfect timing for Halloween week, too.
Right?
SM knew what they were doing with this release. I love the softer, like, flute or piccolo. I'm not sure what mm-hmm. that was, but it's like a great companion piece to Sticker.
Yeah.
You know, it really, it's nice. This song surprised me, Charity. It really did. It's a different sound than I was expecting from NCT. We get such hard stuff from them and also like really different melodies.
Yeah.
This felt a little bit more traditional K-pop. I have definite EXO vibes in the mm-hmm. chorus there, which I love. Love the harmonies. I thought that chorus was so nice. There's some back and forth like in the verses that is so cool. The first one, it's Mark and Jungwoo. The second one, you have Taeyong and Jaehyun. Really great. I loved that. This was a nice change of pace, I think, for a single. It was something different that I wasn't expecting from them. And they're so unique and innovative. You never know what to expect, but there was something softer here
mm-hmm.
with the song. Now the video, something different. We'll talk about that. What did you think of the song?
To me, it was like a theatrical R&B ballad, and mm-hmm. I loved it. And it was actually mm-hmm. produced by Rodney Jenkins, a.k.a. Yep. Dark Child.
There you go.
If you
makes
love
sense.
90s R&B or like 2000s R&B,
yeah.
He is up your alley. Yeah, he's worked with some huge people, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Beyonce. I am usually a fan of his remixes or even when he produces stuff. I really am. So I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I don't know if it was a whistle or what that beginning was. I thought it sounded really cool.
Yeah.
I love
the tempo changes and the breaks.
Yeah.
And I loved the marching band drum section.
That snare, snare drum comes in. Yes, Charity.
Right? It was so unexpected. And then it's like there was this intense drum build up until the dance break.
Yeah.
Love. What a treat. And my favorite part of the song was when Johnny decided to do his little sexy talking section. I'm like, where was this?
Yeah, where did that come from?
When I was switching biases, buddy. Come on.
He's been listening, Charity. He knows he has to put work in.
Yeah.
He's been listening.
I appreciate it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That was really cool. You're right. That drum part. Those snares come in, the marching band snares. It's like, again, it is an NCT track, but you nailed it. With that, what was your description? The R&B?
It's like a theatrical R&B ballad.
Which, who does that? In my opinion, who does that best in all of K-pop? EXO.
Yeah.
It's definitely in that. That makes total, makes total sense. It's those vibes, which again, I love. I just didn't picture NCT doing this. And I think something they did that was really, really smart was the whole storyline on Instagram prior to release. Because they never do that stuff. I don't think NCT 127 has like a strong storyline, right? Through their music videos and all of that. And then they did these really dramatic, each member kind of was telling a story about how they're in love, but they can't tell the girl who they really are. And in this moment, they felt happy and all of this stuff. It feels like a breakup. It feels depressing and dark. Well, it's because they're vampires.
Works for me.
I thought it was going to be like a slow song based on those videos. You know, they were so personal. And I just want to give a shout out to whoever created that, the team behind it. They were wonderful because they made it feel like you were with whatever member the story was centering on. You know, like they did a great job filming it. So it felt like you were on a date with Taeyong at the movies or that Jungwoo just bought you a necklace. It was really great the way that they told that story. I thought that was smart marketing because, again, we don't get a lot of kind of softer stuff from NCT 127. They're the sexy, cool guys. This was a little different. But then we have the music video. Again, I thought like, oh, it's going to be like about a breakup. You know, this is going to be like slow, romantic. Go ahead, Charity. Why don't we discuss this?
Well, only my favorite kind of video. So it starts with some hip thrusting in the choreography.
Some Taeyong, calm down. I can't be attacked the second the song starts. Like,
right?
What?
Oh my God. I mean, I love it. Give me a sexy vampire. Give me a sexy anything. I'm on board.
Charity's like, give me a sexy piece of bread. It's the best. Like, just give me anything. Sexy lamp.
Sexy anything.
Charity's sod it up.
I love the styling. I especially love the choreography. I love that it was vampire. I love that it's vampire and it's Halloween week almost. Like,
so smart.
All the things. All of it.
Yeah.
I'm a willing sacrifice if you want to bite my neck and turn me into a vampire.
You know,
some practice.
K-pop groups, I'm here. Everyone listening out there, we have put this out before, but we just want to make it really, really, really clear. If you have been turned into a vampire – and now it's time to turn other people. Charity and I will volunteer. We'll take one for the team. We volunteer. We're real happy for that. Like, we won't be scared. It doesn't matter. Whenever you want this to happen. Oh, cool. Time to be a vampire. We're both really down for that. And, you know, some people might be scared. It might not be everyone's cup of tea. We just want to make it crystal clear. Any of you doing these vampire concepts, we would like to be invited to the party, please.
Yes, please. And I normally don't like the scary stuff, but when it's packaged this way, I'm down.
Yeah, theirs wasn't scary. Theirs was typical NCT sexy. Like,
yeah.
So the video starts, they're on the bed sleeping, and then Taeyong wakes up. Something goes into his mouth. It looks like a butterfly flew into his mouth. He wakes up. He's got vampire teeth. And then this choreography starts. Taeyong is center and Johnny's on one side, Jaehyun's on the other. You guys, like, this isn't just a little bit of hip thrusting. This is grabbing the junk, one arm in the air, like going at it. Like, it's insane. I was like, Calm down. Oh, what are we doing here? My goodness, Taeyong. Like,
treat for me.
It's like a sexy vampire attack from the start. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't like, hey, nice to meet you. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Nope.
There's no time for talk with these boys. No. It's time for action. And they get to it.
Fine with that.
Same. I agree with you. The styling's great. Really cool. I love when these groups do those fancy suit jackets, like the black and gold.
Yes.
It's very regal. I thought that was really cool. They tell a story. There's a story going on here, which again is a little bit different from a lot of their videos. Mm-hmm. And I think it really works. Jaehyun also, like, is he the official visual of NCT 127?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. That would make sense. Cause yeah. Jaehyun, they've been utilizing him well these past couple releases, vocally, but also visually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, Also, Jungwoo is really coming for me, Charity. Like, this has been happening the past couple releases. And yeah.
They don't make it easy, Emily. They don't.
No.
Yuta in the bathtub?
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know, but I was like, there's room for two. So. That's what I saw when I saw that.
Yeah, they really, the makeup was great. Just everything about this was wonderful. I loved the visuals, like they're big budget all the time. And the flower petals, the butterflies, the glitter in those scenes. It was just really visually stunning. Johnny also was wearing an astrology jacket, which I really appreciated because, you know, I like astrology. So. Yeah.
He looked like very lovely in the music video. Yeah. I noticed.
Besides that assault at the beginning, a part of the choreography, really genuinely, the choreography is fantastic. I cannot wait to see a dance practice video for this. That ending formation looked really cool and we only got a glimpse of it. So I'm excited to see the dance practice video. They're so rhythmic. I love it when choreography is like really... the musicality in choreography is what I'm trying to say, you know, where you hit certain things. They do it so well. Really cool breakdown, like you mentioned. I thought in the video, the juxtaposition was interesting with that like drum line, but it was this beautiful flowers kind of raising while they were doing like military formations, you know?
So cool.
It was really, really cool and interesting. NCT 127 is having a hell of a year. Really innovative, memorable stuff this year. Like,
way to attack us with a repackage. Like, oh my, we were still getting over the last one. Right? And you're coming in hot.
I'm still in the middle of a cowboy showdown in my brain. Like, those visuals are still right there. And I'm like, yes.
Right?
With that cute little chihuahua with his cowboy hat watching.
Like, oh, he was so cute.
Oh, Sticker visually was so stunning. And I'll die on this cross. Like, I love that song. I think it's a hit. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
This was totally different. They gave us something very, very different. And I like it because they're kind of showing, oh, no, we can do basic K-pop stuff too. Like, we can sing. Watch this. The harmonies and everything were great. And Haechan, you know, he imitates Bacon a lot. Like, he loves Bacon, looks up to him. In this song, it reminded me of EXO, and you could hear him doing those notes. It was it was really cute. I love that. Okay, let's talk about the other two songs. So Pilot and Love on the Floor. Which one of those do you prefer? What were your thoughts on each?
Love on the Floor, hands down. Love it, love it. R&B, hip-hop, electronic, all in one song. Honestly, the chorus kind of – now, it's not an exact replica, but it reminded me of – Get It On Tonight by Montel Jordan. And had a very similar beat, a similar feeling. If you go listen to Montel Jordan's Get It On Tonight, the chorus especially, it'll give you like a, I don't know the word I'm thinking of. I'm like, wait, what does this sound like to me? And I immediately thought of this song. I loved it. I love a hard beat. Anything that sounds like, you know, R&B, especially 90s R&B, I'm usually a big fan of.
Yeah.
Pilot, the whistle's back again. Loved it.
That whistle is the theme.
And it was kind of a chill, had a nice groove to it, but I loved Love on the Floor. Did you like either one?
Yeah, I thought Pilot kind of sounded like a typical repackaged filler. It's not a bad song, but it was just like, all right, good vocals, kind of a nice ballad, but it didn't blow me away. I agree with you. I thought Love on the Floor was fantastic. It's just a great dance track. It's a great dance song. Love the beat. Tonight We Dance. Yeah, that's what we're doing to this song. They're not reinventing the wheel, but it's really, really a great song. I love this song. It's better than most like repackaged B-sides.
Totally.
It reminded me, you know, it reminded me of a song too, but not the Montel Jordan one. The very beginning when the beat starts, it sounds so much like The Way I Are by Timbaland. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I totally do.
The beat is so similar to me with that one. So we'll have to listen to all of these back to back. We'll put them on our playlist. We do a playlist every week to accompany the podcast. So every song we talk about is on the playlist. The link for the playlist is in the description of the show. Or you can just search NYC K-pop Queens on Spotify, episode 75. It should be there. But yeah, it reminded me of a different song. So we have to listen and kind of see. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear that one now. Because I remember
the chorus,
song.
The chorus especially. It's just the chorus piece that made me think of it.
And mine's like the initial, like the beat, not lyrics or chorus or anything. So we've got a little mashup here with Love on the Floor. but I think out of the three, my favorite would be Favorite.
Yeah.
It's
same.
It's a good song. Why don't we play a clip for the Queendom? This is Favorite by NCT 127. 널 사랑하면 불안전한 위태로움 비틀거리고 친구 속에 미쳐져 사랑해
NCT 127, you're our favorite.
Oh, they really, I mean,
yeah,
they're up there. I think if we had a list of both of our top five groups.
Oh, for sure.
I can think of four right now, actually, at the top of my head that I think we would agree on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to riff on it right now. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
BTS,
mm-hmm.
Stray Kids,
mm-hmm.
Monsta X,
mm-hmm.
NCT 127.
Yes.
Right? Like those four are like, I think we would both agree. Yeah. These are, if we did a top five, those four are so easy for me to say.
So well, easy. Yeah.
These four are our favorites. five, we'd have to think about. We might have different ones, but those four, it's like,
Hands down.
These are our favorite K-pop groups. So if you're multi like us and you like those groups, you found your people. Queendom knows that we love a lot of groups. We cover a lot of groups on the podcast, but it's safe to say for Charity and I, those are our favorite four.
Yeah.
You know what I'm so excited about this weekend? We're talking about Halloween. SM's Halloween party is back. I cannot wait to see everyone's costumes. So SM, that's the entertainment company that NCT 127 is with. They do a Halloween party every year. So all of the artists on the label dress up and party together. It always looks really fun. I think it's probably the party of the year. So they're doing it again this year. I know. I love like seeing their costumes, seeing when they get to choose what they go as and stuff. I heard a rumor that Jungwoo and Taeyong are doing a pairs costume.
Cute.
I know. I'm interested to see what it is. But yeah, we have to talk about it because we talk about it with all of these groups. And you did mention Johnny looked great. Has your bias changed? Has your record changed? Let's do a quick check-in for the Queendom. Who's your bias and who's your record in NCT 127?
Utah's still locking down that bias.
Got it.
Bias slot. I love him. I got real, real snatched by him in the reality show. Haitian is still my wrecker. But Johnny, who was my old bias, he made me look. He made me like do some takes.
Yeah. I get that. Okay.
What about you?
Fair enough. Yeah. Taeyong's like my forever bias in NCT. There's something about him, his performance, you know, his style, his swag that I'm always so snatched by. Jaehyun is wrecker, but Jungwoo is honestly tied with Jaehyun at this point. They're right there. It's like neck and neck between those two.
Ooh.
Jungwoo has really snatched me this year. I love his personality, and I just love watching him perform. He has so much confidence and swag. He makes me laugh sometimes. Like, he really goes for it. It's very endearing. But I'm also a sucker for like the blonde hair. You know that. Anytime someone comes out with blonde hair, I'm like, ooh, Jungwoo. So these past couple of comebacks, like he does have blonde hair right now. So that could be factoring in a little bit, but we'll see. We'll have to see if they do NCT 2021, how that's going to be. I really hope they do because we got cheated out of a wavy comeback.
Yeah.
And I want to see all of those guys. I miss those boys. So happy birthday to Win Win, by the way. We record the podcast on Wednesdays. Today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Win Win. We miss you. Hopefully we get to see you in NCT 2021. But I don't know. Win Win's been in China since March.
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
I know. It's so sad. Ugh, okay. I'm not going to bring the party down too much. You know me. I always find a way to make it dark. When Win's still in China. I'm like Debbie Downer times a million over here. No, congratulations, NCT 127. We loved it. Like Charity said, you're our favorite. Can't wait to see what's next. But this was an awesome repackage.
Yeah.
Okay, time to switch gears yet again. Lisa from Blackpink is featured on a new song called SG. It's DJ Snake, Ozuna, Meg Thee Stallion, and Lisa. So it's huge. I feel like the song is hitting different markets. You know, mm-hmm. It's really like, okay, we're going to have Meg. She's got the American rap, R&B pop. Lisa from Blackpink, international superstar, K-pop audience. Ozuna, Latin superstar.
Yeah.
It, like this really is like built to be a huge song. So expectations were high. What did you think of the song?
I loved it. Give me a Latin beat with a tropical vibe. I'm on vacation. I'm ready to dance at the club. Yeah. I loved it. I thought her part sounded great. I'm a sucker for a Latin song. Give me that like salsa beat. I'm ready to go dancing. I danced in my living room listening to it. Loved it.
Okay.
Did you like it?
I liked it. I didn't love it because I think it sounds like stuff we've heard before. It really is in that entire, like, I was expecting something a little bit better because of this lineup and because of the hype around it. It's like, it's a Latin dance party song. It's not groundbreaking in any way, shape, or form, but it's fun to listen to. I like the instrumental chorus. I think that's very catchy and it stays in your head. I love that sound.
What did you think of the music video?
I thought it was very awkward. To me, it was clear they didn't film it together. DJ Snake and Ozuna filmed together. But Meg and Lisa clearly filmed by themselves, sent their videos in. And there's all those parts where the four of them were supposed to be like vibing together that looked so edited and awkward. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were together.
No. I thought in those parts, Lisa looked awkward.
So
on her
awkward.
Own, I thought she looked fine. But when they were all supposed to be together, to me, it looked awkward.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work. The vibe wasn't there. Yeah. It was clear they weren't all in the same room vibing together. So that was awkward to even do. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe they were. And it was just really an awkward vibe. But again, the music video was fine. I don't know. I get sick of the same verse over and over from rappers. Mm-hmm. Like I get sick of it. And I get sick of guys talk about money. Women talk about how hot they are. Like there's more substance to the world. Obviously that's not going to happen in a fun like dance track. Like sexy girl, that's what SG stands for. But I want a rap track that's not objectifying women. Like, I don't know. It just like, I got tired of it by the end of it. Like, I'm a sexy girl, sexy girl. Like, okay.
Fair enough.
I'm tired of the same stuff that like the same verse. Cause we've heard a lot from Lisa recently. And it's just like, I feel like it's okay. Which, you know, it's different styles, different song stuff. I'm more of like a hip hop head perspective, I like different lyrical content. You know, I'm never drawn to the super commercial. I've got money, guns, cars, and I'm sexy. That never grabs me from a rapper standpoint. So it's just, you know, it's not my genre. It's not my vibe. I think it's okay. I don't think it's the best song, but it fits clearly what they were trying to do. The video needs work.
I honestly think it's because they weren't together. That's I thought when I watched it.
Oh, for sure. But just don't do that part where you put four, like, we didn't need the fake editing to make it appear the four of them were standing and dancing together. Like, because the solo parts were fine. Like, Meg knows how to work a camera. Lisa did her choreography. Their parts, I thought, were great by themselves. It was just so awkward. that to have that shot. And at first I'm like, wait a minute, they got together? When did they film this? This is amazing. And then really quickly I'm like, this looks weird. That's a weird, yeah. Wait a minute.
But they didn't.
Wait a minute. Yeah, it just didn't work. That's hard though. That's hard for the artist to do. It's hard to mime being on stage with people who aren't there. That's a specific actor talent that's a different deal. I just wish they wouldn't have done that. They could have done something, some other stuff. The video was working fine without it. And I think they accomplished what they wanted to with the song. It's just, again, it's not my vibe, but it's a lot of people's vibe. This is a song that I'm sure is going to be massive, 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 massive. So should we play a clip so people can hear what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's a good groove. I mean, I'm ready to jam to it.
I am not. I just am not. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm so sick of hearing I'm a sexy girl, I'm hot, body, yaddy, yaddy. I get it. What else is there? Like, is that our value as women, that we're sexy girls? Like, I'm just sick of, like, the same narrative. This just for whatever reason. I think the back-to-back female verses with similar content just kind of, like, triggered me. I'm like, ugh, okay.
Fair enough.
But I think we should play Lisa's part. Lisa from Blackpink. Let's play her part. Because she did a good job.
Yeah.
She definitely did a good job. So let's play Lisa's part. This is SG, DJ Snake, Ozuna, Meg Thee Stallion, and Lisa.
Lisa sounded amazing. I love her part. That's probably my favorite part of the song.
I liked Meg. even though everything I just said, like, I want to make it clear. I do love body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. I love, there's certain songs that, like, when you want a party, when you're out at a club, are amazing. Every song can't be deep and prolific. And I'm not saying that they should be. This is a party song. The lyrics are going to be party. I just, you know, struck a chord with me because I'm getting a little tired of it, but I understand it. I get it. Everything isn't for everyone. I think what it is maybe I want to see more of Lisa do something else because it's coming off as one note to me at this point. Like with her singles and then this, it all kind of is blending in my ear and in my head. So I think maybe I just need like something a little different. But she did well. She looks so pretty too. Like,
oh God, I love the styling.
Yeah. Her bob with the bangs too is so iconic. You know Lisa, she looks cool. I think for people who don't know her and you see this video, you're gonna be like, who is that? Like, she's so cool. She looks really cool. Like, everything she's doing is working for her. This is just me selfishly as a music nerd wishing for some other stuff here and there. But you know,
my heart wants what it wants, Emily.
It does. It does. It does. But yeah, everything's not for everyone. It's not a bad song. This isn't my favorite. I'm sure it's going to be massively successful no matter what I say. So no worries. Congratulations to all involved. That's a huge, huge collaboration. And it excites me that we're going to see more of this. More artists from different genres collaborating together.
Really cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, there's nothing negative about that. I think it's really cool and exciting. And when it works, like, it's magical. Even when it doesn't, it's like, all right, cool. Like, they did something different. And this could expose different people to new artists.
That's what I love the most.
Yeah.
Is exposing people to different things. Even if they don't become massive K-pop fans.
Exactly.
But if they try, I just think that's cool.
Exactly. Like, people are going to be turned on to Ozuna. People are going to be turned on to Meg Thee Stallion. Like, I love all this stuff. You're getting a lot of cross-sectional genres and nationalities and all this cool stuff. So it's exciting, definitely a positive. So congratulations to all involved, massive collaboration. Okay, let's move on. Speaking of collaborations, like when I was thinking about when it really works, that BTS Coldplay collab, I will never get sick of. I'm so obsessed with my universe. We've got to talk about BTS. BTS are on top of the world right now. We all know it. Permission to Dance is coming up after Thanksgiving in LA. But first, the boys performed it in an empty arena. empty stadium in Seoul this past weekend. Permission to dance online. Unfortunately for us, it was a very early morning. Please, guys, like I wish that they would do their concerts at like 9 p.m. their time.
Yeah.
So we could do like the 8 a.m. The 6 p.m. start means what? 5 a.m. for us on the East Coast. That's a rough one.
Or just let us replay it at our own
immediately,
leisure.
Like that night. You have to wait a week.
Yeah.
Which is rough. So for those of us on the East Coast, if you missed the concert but you had a ticket, or you just didn't want to get up or stay up, because that 5 a.m. time is always hard for me. I'm a night owl, but 5 is a little bit hard. But mornings are rough for me. So anyways, usually it's like 2 hours sleep, watch, go back to bed. But the replay for all of us is at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday night. This Saturday, that's what I will be doing. I'll be more in the mood for it and ready.
Yes, more
awake. It's hard at 5 a.m. because you get like so hyped, but it's just a different vibe. So I'm definitely going to rewatch it, watch it again. I can watch this concert forever. Let's talk about what stood out. We're not going to give you a whole recap. That will come later. But let's talk about what stood out, because this was amazing, Charity.
Oh, my goodness.
This was amazing.
They looked phenomenal. Wow. Everybody's been hitting the gym. That was made very clear.
Close the gyms, big hit. Close the gyms.
No, don't close them.
This is getting out of control. Gymming out of control. Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
No, you're Jimin, right. You're right. Don't close them.
First, Jimin's arms. Then Jimin had no shirt under his jacket.
Yeah, Jimin looked really, really good. They all looked good, though.
I was like, what? Namjoon in that white outfit with the see-through tank top?
Yep, yep.
Are you effing kidding me? How am I supposed to live? What?
You aren't. It's time to die. That's what they're telling us.
It is. And then my favorite thing, and poor Emily has had to sit through this 3 times in concerts, when they do Bapse, a.k.a. Silver Spoons, and we all know that hip thrust part. We all know it. We all live for it. And poor Emily has had to hear me scream my head off waiting for it.
No, she does. She goes nuts.
I really do.
She goes
nuts. So when Namjoon, I was waiting. I was literally like, oh my God, here it comes.
That's what you say. Every time at the concert, she goes, oh my God, it's going to happen. It's coming. Here it comes. Like, she lets everyone around us know something's going to happen. And then Namjoon does a hip thrust and Charity like loses her mind. It's a very memorable experience.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's always fun. I thought the set list was fantastic. I want to talk about the set list. Every song that you would want to see. And what I love about BTS, when you see them in concert, they come out so hard. There was no question in my mind they're going to start with On. That is such a strong, powerful song. They come out, outfits are on point, but then they go into Fire, they go into Dope, they go into DNA. You have 4 back-to-back bangers, like insane. I loved this set list so much. I loved Black Swan, Fake Love. All of that was really cool. We got some remixes, but nothing that was too far off base that you lost the original or like the melody, because that drives me nuts in concert. Loved the set list. The Black Swan outfits, the all black. Jungkook is killing me. Like that little Fake Love ab reveal. He's been in the gym. Jeez. Whew. And I love Jungkook's mint hair. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
He looked great. He can pull off any like hair, but I like the cut and style of this. So whatever color he does with like this haircut, I'm down for. I'm a fan of short hair Jungkook. So I'm living right now. I also love that they did Young Forever and Spring Day.
I know.
Those songs are so emotional and beautiful. And I think that they get how powerful Spring Day is for everyone now. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't performing that in concert. Like, we haven't seen them do Spring Day. And that song is so powerful, right? We haven't seen that.
No, we have not. Not until when they started doing the quarantine concerts we first see it in a concert.
I think they get that's a real kind of emotional, powerful, healing song for so many of us. And I love seeing them do it in concert. I hope they continue because, like, to me, that is the song. I think that song is so deep and just perfection. But again, I love Young Forever. That one has the same, in a different way. That's the same emotional pull. I thought that it was so cool they did those. it's an amazing set list and a great show. It was interesting that they didn't do solos. They said they wanted it to be all seven of them the whole time. Awesome. I'm down for that. I think it's hard for them. They don't get as many breaks.
Yeah. My goodness.
They get the breaks when they show like the videos on the big screen. And I thought those were really cool this time. That's the thing about BTS concerts though. When you have a break when they're not on stage, it's maybe 5 minutes, if that. And if they show these videos on the big screen that are so beautiful and interesting. It's really not a break for the audience. Like, I never want to go to the bathroom. I'm having so much fun, like, watching what's happening. You know, we've never seen it. And there's some sort of story or vibe, or there's a pair up there. And it's so cool. They do those concert videos, I think, better than anyone. They're just amazing. The only negative thing with this concert was that Tae couldn't dance. Poor Tae was sitting there. He said that he understood how Jungkook felt during that one concert.
Oh, right.
Do you remember in London when Jungkook had to sit on a chair? Oof. Yeah, he like stepped on something and like stepped on a nail or something and had to get stitches in his heel. And he had to sit on a chair. And for whatever reason, all of their families were in London for that performance. So Jungkook had to sit there. It was so sad.
It was so sad.
Oh, it was awful. I felt so heartbroken for him. So Tae said he knew how Jungkook felt. But I think it's smart. He doesn't want to be injured for the LA shows, you know?
Yeah.
So it was smart to sit him out because it'd be massively disappointing if he couldn't perform. It sounds like he'll be okay. So fingers crossed, send all the good vibes his way because you want all seven of them once they make it to the States for those shows. But again, it was amazing. We're not going to talk too much about it because we have a lot of Permission to Dance concerts. We're going to watch the replay this weekend. You've got the four shows in LA. There's talk that they're going to stream them. I hope that they do.
Yeah.
I really hope they do. So we can all watch every night. I mean.
Right.
Watch this again. we'll see. They're also doing this thing where the theater next to SoFi Stadium, they're doing something called live play at YouTube Theater. So you can go into, you'll be in the theater watching it live. Like that's on cool. a screen.
With other ARMY. Yeah.
With other ARMY. Yeah. I think like if I wouldn't fly in for that.
No.
I think if you were already there for another one of the shows or you lived there, that could be fun. That's like when you go see the documentary movies in the theater. It's really fun to sing along with ARMY. And, you know, it's such a good so feel.
Fun. I love doing those. Yeah.
Me too. I miss that. We need to go another one. We need another movie. Yeah. but anyways, it was really, really wonderful. BTS was on such a great show. So. Excited for things to come, excited for these LA shows, excited to see if they do a tour, what the set list is. There's just all these positive things right now. Let's keep it on that train of thought and move on to In the Soup.
Yes.
Okay. Episode 2 of In the Soup. What were the highlights?
Oh my God. Bam. Bam. I just want to watch Bam the whole time.
Bam is Jungkook's new dog. Yeah.
Oh.
For those of you that don't know, Bam is Jungkook's new dog. And he's really cute and he's really sweet and just wonderful.
Oh my God. And just watching him play with Tae and Jungkook, like they were playing tennis and he wanted to play. And oh, just the interaction with the members and Bam and Jungkook and Bam.
Yeah.
My heart. My heart.
Yeah. So, so cute.
Yeah, I can watch that.
I loved it. There was a part where they were having dinner and Jungkook goes, excuse me, everyone, but I need to go feed Bam. And he gets up and sprints to the house because Bam's inside. And I like it. Then he records Bam and he's like, oh, delicious. Like he talks in this really cute voice. Like, oh, like watching him with the dog, I feel like it's one of the rare times we get to see him with his guard down. You know, where he's not.
Yes.
Jungkook is such a perfectionist and he's always... I feel like he tries to please everyone and wants to always do the right thing and make sure, you know, he's on top of everything. He's such like a model citizen. And when you watch him with the dog, there's genuine laughter and genuine, he's not worried about how he looks in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
Which is hard. I mean, if I was on camera 24/7, I'd always be concerned. You have to be concerned about everything you say, every look you make, everything you do. But when there's a puppy in the room, all those thoughts go out the window. It's nice to see, again, how similar these seven men are to the rest of the world. We would all be that way. Not all of us. Maybe some people don't like dogs. But it's just that thing of like the universal kind of giggling with a puppy. It's so, so nice to see him do that.
I love seeing Yoongi run with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so cute.
And play with him. And Jin runs with him. And yeah, it's just cute for Tae to come in and play with him. Like, obviously, Tae has the cutest dog, Yutan. Obsessed. Yes. So we know Tae is a dog lover. It is really just wonderful to see the interaction. I also really am enjoying Tae and Jungkook's interaction in this series.
I know, especially after the last
time
and the soup. Yeah.
Yeah. Last time there was a conversation that their friendship had been kind of distanced and you could feel it and see it. And it was a little bit sad. You can tell that they're in a really good place. It was really nice to just see them having fun with each other and being so close. I thought that was great. I loved Jimin wanting to play basketball, but he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then Yoongi like taught him, you know. I thought that was really endearing and sweet. I think what's funny about Jimin, all the like athletic stuff they did this episode, he was not great at. Basketball, shooting when they were shooting the bottles. But he tries so hard. He has the best attitude.
He does. He does. Speaking of best attitude, Tae with the trumpet.
Oh,
my God. I figured you were dying.
Oh, my God. Just to get to it. Huge, massive fan of Chet Baker. One of my favorites. So years ago when Tae mentioned Chet Baker and he was a fan, I was like, ooh, okay. Taste. So in his free time, Tae is learning the trumpet. He wants to be able to play like Chet Baker. And I thought it was so cool that he allowed all of us to see him in the beginning stages of learning an instrument. There's no ego there. It's really hard learning a new instrument for anyone. Those trumpet, trombone, it's hard to even get a sound out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to sound great. And Tae let us in on his lesson. You know, he virtually had a trumpet lesson. It was really, really cool. And I loved it when he's like during the break, he asked his instructor to play him Autumn Leaves. I love that song. Yeah. Tae is really trying to make my life hard, Charity. Like, why are you doing that? I have been so solid.
So sweet.
I know. Like, this is what ruins me. So Jungkook has been my bias. He was my first ever K-pop bias. He's like the alt of alts. But then something happened a couple years ago where I swayed to Tae. And then I went back to Jungkook. And I love Jungkook. But there's moments like this where it's like, this dude's learning trumpet because he loves Chet Baker. I mean, I love Chet Baker.
And just so, like you said, let us see him not be perfect at it.
Yes.
I don't know many people that would do that.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we were just talking about, you know, feeling stressed because you're on camera and being aware of yourself. Tae is the rare idol to me that is so confident.
Mm-hmm.
He's so just himself and does whatever he wants and is who he is. And there's something in that that gives the people permission around him to feel confident and do the same thing.
And be vulnerable.
Yep. Yeah, he's a special person. We know he's a special artist. On top of everything else, he's got that really unique tone. But yeah, I thought that that was the biggest thing that stood out to me in this episode. And you have Jungkook being the cutest person ever with his dog. And my biggest takeaway was, wow, Tae's learning the trumpet. Because he loves Chet Baker. And I listened to my Chet Baker record that night. Like, I'm in trouble, Charity.
You are in trouble, especially if there's any kind of solo to watch.
During the concerts, yeah.
Yeah. I know they won't with this one, but I think when they tour again, they'll do a solo and Emily will die.
Yeah, his when singularity Tae comes on. Solo really was...
Well, I think we all swayed.
Yeah,
during
when
that.
Tae did Singularity, it was a lot. I think if they I think in the LA shows it's probably going to be a similar playlist to what we saw with this, and I don't think they'll do solos because they're going to wait for a new release. I think we're getting a new release by end of January. That's my
I can see
my
that.
Spidey senses. There's going to be a comeback, you know, within I would say the next 3 months with BTS. So they're waiting for that, and then they'll do a new tour with solos from that album.
Amazing.
Yeah, can't wait. We will be there, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully.
But I love In the Soup. Oh, I love it. It's just – there's something about all of them individually, but when they're all together, it's healing. I hate using that word. It sounds so cheesy, but you hear it a lot in K-pop. But it really is healing to watch. It's like a stress reliever for me to watch In the Soup. I just adore it. And this season, with the added puppy on top of everything else. I don't know. There's no complaints from us within the soup. It's fantastic. I hope you're all enjoying it. If you're watching along with us, it's on the Season app, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep all these reality shows straight.
Right?
Yeah. But it's really good. We've had a lot of fun watching it. This week, we've got a new episode. This weekend, actually, we'll have a new episode of In the Soup, the replay Saturday night of the concert. BTS just keeps feeding us content.
Exciting.
So much good content. So we have a lot to look forward to. Time to move on, though. Let's get to the news because we've got some BTS items. Every week, we're going to have BTS items. This is like kind of surprising, though. I think this is really interesting. BTS has left Columbia for Universal Music Group.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was what happened.
That's a big deal. From what I read, from what I've seen, the issue is the head of Columbia Music never had a conversation with Bang PD. He's never met with him. He's never spoken to him.
What?
So the guys from Universal Interscope, you and I know how this industry works. They've been in the ear, I'm sure, of Bang and all of the people around him, trying to change this, and whatever they said and did worked. So what a massive mismanage by Columbia.
That's really that's
it's the
stupid.
Biggest group in the world. It's not a novelty that's going to make you money. BTS is the biggest group in the world. And
show
you know,
some respect.
I think exactly. I think probably what really changed this, if I'm, and I'm just spitballing here of scenarios, but if I'm on Universal's side and I watch the Grammys, I would be on the phone with Bang PD that night because the way the Grammys treated BTS, a good label would have never let that happen.
No, they would be embarrassed.
They would have fought and said, you know, they're opening the show. They're getting a 10-minute set. If they're not winning an award, we're not going to film anything for you. They would have done all of that. That's how this industry works. And clearly Columbia didn't. They got treated so poorly at the Grammys. That's an in for anyone else. And, you know, congrats to Universal and
way to make
Universal
it easy.
They did it. Yeah. Who knows what the logistics were. But when I read, and I think it was like in Billboard, it wasn't like a gossip site. This is Billboard said that the head of Columbia never met with Bang PD, never had a conversation with them.
Ridiculous.
Oof. Like, what are you thinking? It just speaks to kind of the disrespect towards K-pop. The there's just a lot of information there. So it'll be interesting to see Columbia's K-pop roster moving forward. They have a lot of work to do to rebuild their image now. This is a really bad look for them, and it's a huge get for Universal. So good luck to Columbia. Got an uphill climb here. And congratulations to Universal. Huge deal. Speaking of Grammys, BTS officially submitted Butter for the Grammys for Best Pop Duo or Group. Listen, that song is amazing. It should win, period. Oh, I'm already getting fired up.
If it doesn't win,
I am already
gosh.
We're sitting here getting fired up, and the Grammys are months and months away, and I'm already like, this doesn't win. I'm telling you, Charity. Yeah.
Hell to pay.
They've done everything they can for the Grammy organization. I mean, we talked about this when the Grammy fiasco happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only do they deserve the nomination, they deserve to win. So,
yeah. And they deserve to be the opening
big performance
with Butter,
not a little slot, and the host makes fun of them.
Yep.
Oh, good. I'm still so mad about that whole thing.
If you don't want us to come for you, Grammys,
everyone involved. The only thing Trevor Noah had to say was they rebuilt the set. Wow,
right?
Like something real. Okay, they're the biggest group in the world. Put some respect on their name. If they don't, we will do it for you.
We will.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Moving on. After we're making like threats. Obviously, we're joking. Everything we say is a joke. For legal reasons, we would never do anything to anyone. Everything is a joke for entertainment purposes only.
Only, right?
But
disclaimer.
Don't cross us. Okay. Hypothetically, we get real fired up. Okay, moving on to more exciting stuff around our favorite groups. Monsta X, we know we're going to have a massive end of year with them because they announced the English album is coming out December 10th, while the Korean comeback is November 19th. It's called No Limit.
Oh my gosh.
So we get two Monsta X comebacks in less than a month. That's insane. I don't know how they have time for it, but I'm very, very excited. And another comeback that I know you'll be excited for, Kai. Right?
Oh my goodness.
I have been thinking about this recently. Like, they're not utilizing Kai well. You know, his...
They are not.
His album's one of the best K-pop single albums, like, of all time.
It's amazing. It is great.
The numbers it did are insane. What? Why is he... Why are we waiting this long? And news came out end of November. So we're going to get a feast for Thanksgiving. Kai is coming back, everyone.
Yes.
Very... Right? I know. Lots of November comebacks. Mark from GOT7, he's releasing his new music on November 12th. I love the imagery around this comeback, the stuff that he's posting. So I'm really excited to hear what he's going to do. 17, who we just reviewed, announced an online concert called Power of Love, November 14th. Ooh. Charity. Get on Weverse, get those tickets. You know, we'll be watching. T by T released a video for Frost from Chaos Chapter Freeze. Good song. And they've had these kind of like pictures on social media before the release. I watched the release earlier. It just came out. And I watched it earlier today. It is scary. Talk about Halloween. You guys, no, this is like genuinely scary. And I don't get scared by stuff.
Yes.
You need to watch it. Everyone go watch it. It like, and it just kept getting like worse. I was like, oh my God. It is scary. T by T, they're doing big things in their universe and their storyline. And this is this music video. I know a lot of MOA are going to be talking about this. So everyone check that out. Congratulations to sticking with the big hit artist here, to our boys in Hypen. Dementia Dilemma debuted at number 11 on the Billboard 200.
Oh, nice.
That's massive. That's so exciting. So congratulations to them. It's hard to believe they've been around like a year. You know, it feels like they've been around 5 years.
I know.
They've been doing big things. So congratulations to them. We already said happy birthday to my wavy bias win-win. We also need to wish Lino from Stray Kids and your man, Yuta from NCT, a happy birthday.
Woohoo, yes.
Birthdays this week. My goodness, all these like Scorpio kings are...
Love it. I love a Scorpio.
I don't.
They're compatible with me because I'm a water sign.
Well, I'm a fire sign and I'll just burn. They try to put out my fire. I don't need any water putting out my fire. Get out of here. Oh, I need air to help my fire get bigger and bigger.
That's why we're so balanced. I'm water, you're fire.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, sometimes somebody needs to sprinkle a little water on me.
Yeah.
That's funny. Obviously, I love astrology, but I have a lot of good friends and family that are water and earth who I'm supposedly not compatible with. So, you know, some of that stuff you take with a grain of salt. But happy birthday to all of those guys. Next week, massive week, Super Junior D&E, the boys, I'm dying for this Maverick comeback, Just B, and the ladies of Secret Number.
Oh my goodness.
And Secret Number, we've got some new members. We've got a whole thing with them. So get ready, ladies and gents. Next week, there's a lot going on. But before we go, couple songs. First, what's your song of the week?
My song of the week is Favorite by NCT 127.
Makes sense. I was going back and forth between Favorite and another song for this. So for the sake of being different, because I love them both so much, my song of the week is Rock With You by 17.
Nice. Yes.
It was between those
that
two.
Yeah,
it was between those two for me. Yep. So
same.
Sometimes like we're both so passionate about the same song, it's totally fine to have the same song of the week. It's clear that's the one. This week, it was so between those two.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right when you said that, I was like, okay, but that vibe's definitely going to be Rock With You. This weekend's Halloween. Some of you are probably listening to this on Halloween or maybe even after Halloween. New episodes come out every Thursday. We did a big Halloween episode last year. If you've been a Queendom member for a long time, we made playlists of all of our favorite Halloween type K-pop songs. We did a whole segment. So instead of doing the same thing again, we just decided to pick one song that's come out this year that would be your Halloween song of 2021. Charity, what is your 2021 Halloween K-pop song?
There were so many to choose from,
yeah.
I felt, but hands down to me, immediately in my head, Wolfgang by Stray Kids.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, there were a lot. We've had a lot of vampire themes.
Oh, man.
There's been a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
But one song that just stood out to me that I love and I listen to quite a bit. This is from an underdog. This is going to be unexpected for you guys, but I'm picking a Zombie by Purple Kiss.
Oh, nice. That was a good song.
Love
it.
Oh, my goodness. Love the music video. You know, it's very Halloween. So that's my K-pop song for this Halloween weekend. Those songs and every other song we mentioned will be on our playlist. Check it out in the description or search for it in Spotify, New York City K-Pop Queens, songs from episode 75. Thank you all so much for joining us once again. We will be here same time next week. New episodes every Thursday. And once again, we just want to give a massive, massive shout out to the Queendom. I know we're broken records, but to have people from all over the world listening every week, it really feels like you're our friends. And we hope you feel the same way about us, because we're doing this to build a community. We're doing this because a lot of times we're the only people that like K-pop. Besides Charity, I have no one else in my life to talk to about this stuff. And, you know, you're so passionate about it. You want to have friends to talk about K-pop too. At least we did. So we thought in doing this podcast, maybe we could give some of that to other people who maybe don't have friends that love K-pop as much as they do. So thank you all so much for listening and for being part of this community. If you're new, thank you. Please come back, give us a follow, say hi. We love to know your name and where you're listening from, your biases, all that fun stuff. We're here to be friends, so don't be shy. We're so grateful to have you. Be safe this weekend. You know, don't eat any candy with razor blades or something. There I go getting dark again.
No,
that was
but that was the thing.
That was the thing when we were growing up, like that someone was going to put like poison or razor blades in your candy. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
But be careful. Eat lots of chocolate. I'm gonna eat some sweets this weekend and enjoy it. Enjoy the spooky time. We will be back in November. Next week it's November. Oh my goodness. Same time, same place. We'll see you next Thursday. Love you, Queendom. Bye.
Love you guys. Have a safe Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Woo.
Bye.
Bye.